Alei Yisroel, Chelek Aleph, Perek Shishi, on Daf Lamed Vav. The chapter is entitled Shleisha Mikhtavim, three letters. Mikhtav Rishon, the first one. Yedidi HaYakar, my dear friend. Ma me'oid ani margish itcha es tzarcha al halimut she'in olech. How very much I empathize with you regarding the learning that's just not going. Kashe lecha lisakez bashi, you find it difficult to concentrate. You don't see eye to eye with Chavrusas. Higatar in Kudasa Shefel. You've reached the lowest point. You're looking for advice how to extricate yourself from this situation. Yedidi, my friend, in these situations, one must first clarify how you got there. Once you find the reason, the advice will naturally suggest itself. So let's do this exercise. Let's analyze. What caused this depression that you're feeling? Think to yourself. For months, you learned, you were busy with Avidas Hashem, you were cheerful and satisfied. And suddenly you find ke'ev, pain, atzvus, sadness, lack of concentration, and just generally lack of success. How do you explain to yourself such a phenomenon? You're in the company of friends. You're all involved in the same project. You all go to the same shiur. Together, trying to understand, to go deeper, to remember, to ask, to resolve. And in the midst of this process, the talents of each individual are revealed. The toil of learning, in a yeshiva particularly, takes up all the mental resources of a person. And the toil of entering the world of Avodas Hashem, it takes up all the psychological resources of the person. The person is just extended to the end of his ability. With this process of revealing the positive abilities of each individual, what's also revealed is the limit of his ability. So you look at your fellows. The one person has a prodigious memory and you forget quickly. The other person grasps everything easily and quickly. You do it more slowly, sometimes with difficulty. And these two abilities, these are really brilliant and wonderful attributes to have, as the Koron Vatvisa Mira, memory and quick grasp. However, there's another side. Umayash lechalumasan, what do you have? Keshetafastin, and when you grasp a concept, achareha amalarav, after you work hard for it, hinechama amikle avinoi, you have a deep understanding of it. Ve'ilu chavercha amayir bitvisa, so whereas your fellow who's got a quick grasp, shitchib avanasa, he has a more superficial understanding. Ata, you, kesechazata linan echad kama vechama pamim, when you revise a certain concept a few times, ad shubaru lecha livli shechobim hera, to the point where it's clear to you and you will not easily forget it, hincha margish ish lecha kinyan atzmi bema shemalte, you sense a deep satisfaction, you have a kinyan atzmi, you've acquired, you've absorbed the material through the toil, vesimcha gdoila misoreres bilibcha, and it generates tremendous satisfaction in your heart. In contrast, chavercha zachran, the person with the prodigious memory, einu margish sakinyan atzmi b'dvarim shelamad. He doesn't sense or finds it more difficult to sense the kinyan, this absorbing into oneself, the acquiring solidly what is learned. Ve'lachein ein divrei Torah shelamad chodrim limkei nafshoi. The words of Torah that he has learned do not penetrate deep into his nefesh. U'memalim es libo. They don't fill up his heart, k'mo she'memalim es libcha, as they do yours. There's a positive side to that as well. Whatever attributes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, each person Here's what he needs, and this is what the author goes on to say now. Hein HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBocher BaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we describe in the Brocha is HaBocher BaTorah, Nosan Lecha Kol HaKochos Adushim, gave you all the necessary abilities, Kedei SheTekabel Chelkecha BaTorah, in order that you should receive your portion in the Torah. Tuchal Levarech B'Simcha Rabba, every morning you can make the Bracha, recite the Bracha with great joy, B'chol Boiker, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, She'asar Li Kol Tzorki, gave me all my needs, gam begashmius vegam beruchanius, both physically and spiritually. Kol ma shetzarich li bichdei lemalois tefkidi ba'olam orev, I need in order to fulfill my task in this world. Kol hadarush li lizkos v'chalki b'torah, whatever is necessary for me to earn my portion in Torah, hakoil hu yizborach nosan li. He gave me. That's why Chazal enacted such a bracha. Ulamata, the problem lies here. You, yoser mima shataro'e umarich eskochos silcha, you're more than you see and appreciate the abilities that you have, what you see is the talents of your fellows. What you see by yourself is that you don't have what others do have. When you learn together, verses with a group, daily pushes you towards these limits, your limits, what you see, what you don't have. These negative impressions accumulate daily. But initially you didn't sense them. As we say, it's a cumulative process. And that's why for months, yeah, this young man was learning with enthusiasm, with cheerfulness, but at some point, the negative impressions that accumulated start to make a difference. So initially you didn't sense them. Perhaps when you came to the yeshiva, ulay hayu lecha dimyonos mufrazim, perhaps you had exaggerated imagination, regarding yourself and your talents, just an exaggerated appreciation of what you're capable of. Every day you saw more and more talents by other people and deficiencies in yourself. Just one day the measure was full. You feel that you have nothing. Neither talent, nor success, nor hope. Rak afisas koyach atzvus tzar. All you have is exhaustion, depression, pain. Hargasha zoi nikreis kin'ah. This feeling is called kin'ah. This is envy. Ushezus nechames chaydi. Let this be your consolation, my friend. Ki kol tzair sovel mikin'ah. Every young man suffers from envy. And all the more so a ben yeshiva. There's no other place where the spiritual effort is so intense as in a yeshiva. And therefore there's no other place that demonstrates to a person with such clarity what his spiritual powers are and their limits. A person who knows himself and knows his makeup. He knows that what Hashem has given him is a great gift. And if he just utilizes what was given to him, he can achieve every precious attainment. And you can attain in the Torah what the Creator intended him to attain. And the manner, the particular manner that the Creator wanted him to attain. Such a person will no longer suffer from kin'ah. Interesting expression, to suffer from kin'ah. And it's clear the person suffers from it. The young man, however, he does not yet know himself well. He doesn't know his attributes. With a sober, clear recognition. This young man, he's looking at himself with different eyes. What he's doing is measuring himself according to the yardstick of others. Whatever he sees by others, he judges that to be good, and he wants to be like them. המגע עם החברים, therefore the contact that he has with his friends, מעמיד אותו תמיד על גבולי שכלו וחישונו. He always places him at the limit of his intellect and talent. והוא רואה עצמו, אלוהים מתוך עצמו. He sees himself not from within himself, אלא מהגבולות, but from the edges. Instead of standing at the center and looking outward, he's standing at the edge and looking inward. ושם הוא רואה אצל עצמו, אצל עצמו, יעשה את השלילה. There at the edges, he sees more the negative within himself. זוהי בחינה של רקב עצמויס קינה. This is an aspect of what the Pasuk in Mishlei Yudalet calls רקב עצמויס קינה. That קינה, envy, jealousy is the rotting of bones. הנגוע בקינה, a person is afflicted, that's again interesting לשון, afflicted with קינה, הוא מזניח הסטוי והחיובי השכננו השם. He neglects the good and the positive which Hashem has bestowed upon him. עד כדי רקב עצמו, to the point where the apostle calls it the rotting of bones, ורק מעלויסם של אחרים. Only the abilities of others, חבריו וסביבסו, his friends, his environment, הן מעלויס בנו. That counts in his eyes. He's bonene for yedidi, therefore my friend, reflect. אם לא הקנאה המקננת עמוק בלבך, is it not the envy that nests deep in your heart? He שביסך לידי הייאוש והצער הנוכחי. That's what brought you to the current despair and agony. ואם תמצא כי כך, if you find that is so, ואינני מסופק בזה, and I have no doubt that it is so, דע לך כי אבוידה גדולה וחשובה מוטלת עליך. You should know that there's a very important avoida that is incumbent upon you. Vehi lehakir es ha-shechananacha bor'acha b'malos v'kishonos na'alim. To recognize that your Creator bestowed upon you a whole variety of exalted talents and abilities. It's interesting that later on we'll see the author quotes Rav Yerucham Leibovich Mimir, who said that it's a great tragedy when a person doesn't know what his shortcomings are, because he doesn't know what he was put on this earth to accomplish. But it's an even greater tragedy when he doesn't understand his own talents and know what the tools are with which to accomplish that avoida. And this is what the author is saying over here. It's an avoida to recognize the abilities that the individual has. And furthermore, this is the second point, ki ein malchus negas b'chaverta, a statement of Chazal, in the narrowest sense, talking about kingship. When David HaMelech wanted to live a small amount, a short period beyond what was allotted to him, so he was told, no, ein malchus nogas b'chaverta. At this point, precisely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that it should be Shlomo, should be the king, from this point onward, and one kingdom cannot impinge on another. In a wider sense, of course, Chazal use it in the sense that every individual, it's not limited to royalty. Every individual has a certain lot, whatever it is, and nobody can impinge on it. So this is again an avoida, to recognize that nobody else can impinge on you. Kloimar, chelkecha batera shemu lecha levad. Your portion in Torah is reserved for you alone. Vechoel ha-chaverim shebisvivascha. All your fellows in your environment, lo yigeu boy. They cannot touch it. Ki ein yad sichlam magaz lechelkecha miyuchad lecha. This is again, it's a paraphrase of what Chazal say in Psachim, I think it's the ches. As far as your hand reaches. So here he's talking about the intellectual hand. Their intellect cannot reach that portion which is unique to you. Heim b'shelahem v'ata b'shelcha. Anan bedidan v'inu bedidhu, say Chazal. They have their own portion, their own world, their own talents, their own deficiencies. You have yours. Al timdoides atzmecha b'knei amida shelahem. Do not measure yourself by their yardstick. Da v'ha'amid avoracha. Know and trust your Creator, ki nosan lecha kol tzorkecha haruchan. He's given you whatever you need spiritually. It's an issue of trust. You have to trust that the Creator is fair. He gave you that portion. Says the author, Ra'isi davar nifla be'or ha'chaim b'farashas kain v'hevel shi sugiyas ha'kina b'torah. I saw something wondrous in the commentary of Or ha'chaim. In the parsha of Cain v'Evel, which is, he calls an interesting expression, sugiyas hakin'a b'tera, it's a sugi of envy, of jealousy in the Torah. Umaver al pasuk, he's explaining the pasuk when Hashem says to Cain, after his korban is rejected, lama chara lecha v'lama naflu fanecha, why are you so dejected? Haloim teitiv se'es, if you improve, it'll be better, v'chule. Says the Rachaim, im tihye mi b'chinas ha'toiv, if you will be good, kol ma'asecha shirei aleihem bechinas ha'tov, your deeds will have that aspect, u'me'atzman hem misnasim, by themselves they will arise. Here comes the key phrase, ki ha'kedusha eina tzricha l'acherim. Kedusha doesn't need others. Kedusha is autonomous. It doesn't rest on other things. And then he gives an example. Tze ulmad mimaseh kiso shel Rabbi Chiya. Chazal said in Bava Metzia Pehei about Rabbi Chiya that his throne sheya olem atzmo lemala. It's an image where the throne associated with Rabbi Chiya rose by itself. It's this idea, says Aruch Chaim, that Kedusha is autonomous and independent. Vehu amroi says, that's what the Pasuk says, se'es, to lift, perush me'atzmo by itself. V'tisparish se'es gamal kain atzmo. It also refers to Kain himself, shelo yiplu panav. His face should not be downcast. Says the author, kama gdolim dorim eli. These words are so profound. Hakdusha eina tzricha la'achirim. Kedusha doesn't need others. Hizboinen kama ma'alois kdoishos chanchan bo'el. Look at how many holy attributes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon you. Uchshetamoed al ze bezas Hashem. When you understand this, teida v'tavin, you will know and understand ki ad kama shabore nosa lecha sechel v'das, the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you intellect, understanding, insight. You don't need others to give you a stamp of approval. Others to approve and to validate. You don't have to be dependent on them. In a different sefer, so an interesting expression for it. The author there is making the same point that a person like this that we described earlier is like a person who eats his soup and then runs to his friends to ask, is it tasty? It's not shy. You know, you validate whether it's tasty. And the same thing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you what he gave you. Ve'im kinai rekev atzamois. If kinai is, as the Pasuk in Mishlei Yudalit describes it, a rotting of bones. Harei alecha lizboinen. You have to reflect, to analyze. Ki haboirei zborach einoi roitze. Shekol bnei adam yistaklu b'torah b'yosu mabat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not wish all people to look at the Torah with the same perspective. Vilmedu b'oisah derech. And to learn in the same way. And to understand exactly the same thing. Each one with his own approach, with his own talents, the effort that is uniquely his. Together they can earn a Torah Shlema. I've often wondered to myself, a thought experiment. What would it be like in a world where you have one individual but 6 billion of them? I think it's a very interesting exercise. Just the one person, you know, this Reuven, and then you have multiple copies of Reuven. What would a world like that be like? Mistama, it would not be a very nice world. But I think it's an interesting thing to reflect on, given what we're learning now. Finally, Uman Naim, Masha Mesupar al Talmido Hamuvhak, Shel Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Meselant, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam Zatzal. How pleasant, how interesting it is what the story that is told about one of the three great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Meselant, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam. Yeah, there was also Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv Mikel, that was a great Talmid of his. So Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, Shamar Pam L'Rabbi, he said once to his teacher, Rabbi, ilu haya li mochei shel Baal Shagas HaYezal, if I had the mind of the Shagas HaYezal, Shai Charif Atzum, that's the epitome of sharpness, v'liboi shel Baal Yesod v'shoresh HaAvoida, Mikdash Elyon, if I had the heart of the Yesod v'shoresh HaAvoida, u'midoisav shel Obiyin, if I had the midois of you, Rabbi Yisrael Meselant, az yecholti la'avod l'Hashem. Oh, then I could be an Eved Hashem, the mind of the heart of Yisrael Shesh Avida, the midas of Yisrael Misalant. He didn't say the money of Rothschild. If I had that as well, then I could be an Eved Hashem. The Yeshiv Rabbi Yisrael said to him, Naftali, b'moyach shelcha uvalev shelcha uvamidas shelcha. With your brain and with your heart and with your midas, tuchal gam ken lios Eved Hashem. You can also be a true Eved Hashem. This is the freshness, he calls it, of Kedusha in the person. Sheyeda ki alav lavod Hashem b'mochoi shelo, b'liboi shelo, b'midosav shelo. He has to, this is his task, he has to serve Hashem with his brain, with his heart, with his midos. That's avoida. Adkan.